Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Like today, I was in tears this morning. I dropped my daughter off to preschool for the first her first day of preschool.
Oh yeah, congratulations!
Yeah, it's great. It's great. It's just she's not even 3 years old yet, and I'm already picturing her graduating from high school.
You got her in preschool. She's not even three.
She's almost three. She's ready for it. We have a nanny for the two, so right. She's ready to. She was never in daycare, so she's ready for the socialization of it. And she's
okay.
She's definitely ready for preschool, and she's already having a good first day. But it was me and her mother. It was tough getting her ready for school, and she's got her little Minnie Mouse backpack on, walking in today, and got the tear coming down.
It's
and
good,
my little girl.
It's a good thing, man. You have a few more of those moments.
Yeah. Yeah.
Over the next 15 years.
Yes.
Or you could say 20 years because you got to include college.
College and
graduation from college.
Yeah, but I'll be 60 by the time she's in college, so I'll be pretty much out of it by then. You know what I mean? I'll just be like, Right? I mean, no, I already feel
you'll be there.
Well, I'll be there, but I'm saying I feel like I've already lost half of my wits at 41, almost 42. By 60, I'll have nothing. Virtually nothing left upstairs. So anyway, speaking of nothing left upstairs, Ike, these Carson Wentz truthers that are saying that he's not clutch.
Yeah.
Now, let me be very clear about this. I think Carson Wentz shares in the blame, like a lot of people on this team. But Carson Wentz, bottom line is that he didn't get the job done on Sunday. He came up small at the end of the game on Sunday. And you know what? Joe Montana didn't win every game. The great quarterbacks, the Pro Bowl quarterbacks, don't win every game, right? Mm-hmm. But Carson Wentz deserves to receive criticism because he's the quarterback. And in this league, when you're the quarterback, when you lose games, because your offense is only scoring 17 points, well, you know what? I'm going to point the finger at you, Carson Wentz.
Mm-hmm.
But Elliott did it yesterday. Rube put something out there today, NBC Sports Philadelphia. And Ben has been the straw that's stirring the drink in all of this. Ben, make your case for Carson Wentz not being a clutch quarterback.
And look, I love Carson Wentz. I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer. But this is an empty part of his resume. We looked at the stats yesterday. We threw him out there where his stats fall tremendously from the third to the fourth quarter. Passer rating falls 30 points. Yards per attempt falls 2 yards. Goes down from about 8 to about 6. So he has bad fourth quarter stats. Elliott threw out there the fact that he has had so many chances to have the game on the line. He's had 12 chances to win or tie the game in these 3 years, and he's come through once with a win. So over the past 24 hours, I've listened to Ike, I've listened to a lot of people give counterarguments for clutch moments for Carson Wentz. And here's what I've heard. I've heard the play against the Rams throwing to Alshon Jeffery in the torn ACL. That was third quarter. I've heard the pass to Corey Clement in the Redskins game. That was third quarter. Neither of those were fourth quarter moments. I've heard the play against the Ravens to tie the game or would have tied the game if Doug had not gone for two years ago when the Eagles were knocked out of the playoffs. Okay. I've heard about Carson Wentz setting up the Jake Elliott field goal, which was a one-play drive to get to the 43-yard line. So are we saying that Carson Wentz's signature fourth-quarter moment was a one-play drive to get to the 43-yard line? I mean, I haven't heard
pretty doggone big moment.
It was one play. He didn't even get inside the 40. I'm just making the case. Here's my argument. I don't think Carson Wentz is a bad quarterback. I don't think he's going to choke in big moments. But this argument that he's this clutch quarterback, that he's one of these quarterbacks that's proven that he's good in big moments, there's no proof of it. There's no proof of it. All we have is games like yesterday where the team loses 21-17. You go, oh, well, it's on the defense. Oh, well, you know, he scored 17 points. Yeah, the bottom line is that game was emblematic of what Carson Wentz's career has been. A lot of production in quarters 1 through 3. But when the game is on the line in the fourth quarter, we make an excuse for him because it's like, oh, it's not his fault they lost.
Does he have more wins than he has losses?
He has 5 more wins than he has
he
losses.
He does.
That's a simple yes or no. Because if you want to get into the details of the matter, we can get into those and tell you how even more meaningless this stat is in a two, not even a 2.5 year career. In a 2.5 year career, you're ready to label him non-clutch. He chokes in the fourth quarter. He can't bring you from behind. You're ready to put this label on him in less than 2.5 years that he's been a quarterback in this league. Not to mention, 13 of those games is what put you in position of winning the first ever championship in this city from a Super Bowl standpoint.
Well, he did.
So you're trying to define him. You're trying to label him as this choke artist, as this choke artist, when, quite frankly, his rookie year, where a lot of those losses come from, the guy had no talent around him. Not to mention he was a rookie. And he had a group of receivers that led the league in drops. One had to be set for a week because his head wasn't on straight. Not to mention had an offensive lineman. So I'm sorry he didn't, as a rookie, he didn't bring you back. Whereas if you actually pay attention to the details instead of looking at numbers, you would see that it was remarkable from his standpoint that you were in those games his rookie year.
Right, but here's
Hold up. It's because of him you were in those games, because he damn sure didn't have any talent around him to help him out as a rookie. He didn't have any talent around him to help him out as a rookie. So it's because of his sheer ability and playing with basically junk around him his rookie year, that those were even one-score games. On to the second year. I'm sorry. Did he lose 2 games? Last year, how many games did Carson Wentz lose? He lost the Kansas City game. And he lost the Seattle game,
two.
Right. Yep, he won 11 or 12, right? That's what he won.
He did.
So in a season where he's an MVP candidate, before he gets injured, we're going to say he's not clutch because he's averaging damn near 30 points a game?
Well, he didn't need to be.
Hold on. So I'm just going through his career. And this year, guy's coming off reconstructive knee surgery?
Mm-hmm.
And because he can't perform even more of a miracle, not to mention it's a miracle he's back on the field in 9 months. That's a miracle. And because he can't continue to perform even more miracles by saving this team and bringing them out of the doldrums, because not a lot of talent around him, came back first game back, won that game, no Alshon, no real help. That was a fourth quarter come from behind win. First game back, pouring down rain.
Mm-hmm.
So because of Sunday, now he's not clutch. I just don't get it. That's why I got to look past the numbers. I got to look at how we got to these numbers.
Well, I mean, he did come up small on Sunday. We're not going to debate that, right? I mean,
we debated that yesterday. That's an old argument for me. You're not going to change my mind. Your truthers aren't going to change my mind. No, what he did was miss the opportunity to throw the ball to Wendell Smallwood in the flats. That's what he did. Now, if you want to label that coming up small, choking.
Yeah, well, no, not choking.
That's fine. Do whatever you want to do. I don't. I choose not to.
Right.
I choose not to.
Here's the problem that I think people have when they look at Carson Wentz is he has been a good quarterback quarters one through three without any question. And that's why they won all these games, because he hasn't been in positions. He hasn't put them in positions where they have to rely on him to win the game. My question is, have we seen any evidence that if Carson Wentz gets in a game like that game against the Patriots, that he's capable of winning that game? That if Carson Wentz was in Nick Foles' shoes, leading them down the field, that he could go in with ice in his veins
down the field?
Well, yeah. I don't know if we've seen those fourth quarter moments.
Does he not have 3 fourth quarter come from behind wins on his record?
And one of them was Jake Elliott.
Does he not have 3 come from behind fourth quarter wins on his record? That's a simple yes or no, does he?
I think the answer is yes, answer for Ben.
So if he does, then you have proof. What you're trying to say is you want to see more. You want to see more.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Well, then you can't say we don't have proof, because you actually do have proof.
Yeah, he's done it. He's definitely done it.
Okay, then so then we're clear on that.
It's a sample size that needs more of a sample before you can call him a choker.
Exactly.
And that's where I'll stick up for him, because it's do I want to see more from him down the stretch in some of these games? Yeah, and he's going to get the opportunity to do it.
He most certainly is. I'm sorry his defense doesn't suck like Aaron Rodgers does, and Aaron Rodgers has the ability to come from behind every other game.
888-729.
And save those guys.
Bill Kolsch says on Twitter that Ike is making too many excuses for Carson Wentz.
How am I making an excuse for him? Because I don't accept the notion that he's some sort of choke artist.
Give me a can we hear from another Carson's a choker truther right now?
I'm making excuses.
888-729.
I'm giving you facts.
94-94. I can't call him a choker. I can't come. Do I believe that maybe the pressure that he felt the pressure on Sunday? I mean, yeah, but is that easy to prove? I don't know. Listen, they lost the game. They lost the game. I can't say he's a choker because of one game. Right?
I don't even know why. I understand he's the quarterback, and we like talking about him and debating him. But weighing the good versus the bad, I don't even know why this is even a topic, a discussion. Weighing the good versus the bad?
Vote at Mark Cerise WIP.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.